Radio RMN, and we are coming to you on the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. For those of you who've not heard me before, I'm Dr. Robin Falkov. I'm a doctor of oriental medicine and a homeopathic physician. My website is healthfreedomrights.com, and that is my focus, protecting our health freedom rights, all of our rights, especially our right to have access to the necessary information so that we can make informed choices. And believe me, when you look around at the changes just in the past few years, that ability to have access to that information to make informed choices is being whittled away day by day. We are losing our rights, and it is time for everyone to take action. And that's where the strong communities come in, because when you network with the people in your community, you have a power to let the representatives know, we've got a whole lot of people here that are watching you. Your voting record is there. You know, we can follow everything you're doing, and you're not meeting our needs, so you're going to be history. You want things different? Then follow the demands of we the people. It can happen. It can be done. The only way it starts is with you and with me, each and every one of us. We are in for a treat now. I mean, as I told you guys earlier, this is the day with our musicians, our performers. But this musician, this performer, has been a very, very close friend of Richard's for years, and I'm proud to say that he's a very close friend of mine as well, and we love him very much. And this is a guy that walks the walk, talks the talk, and Charlie's going to tell you about the clean green energy of hydrogen, and he's got a system running his own car. This is available, guys. You know, you can have it too. It's within reach. The future is here. So I'll give you a brief bio about Charlie. And his group is High End Alternative Energy, HEAE. It's a division of the High End Group, which is a Nevada corporation. Charlie Lewis is the president. He's got a background with transportation systems, design specialist, resident engineer, construction manager, quality control manager, construction management, and inspection services consultant, inventor. Some of his highlights are the Parsons Brinckerhoff management team for the superconducting super collider that was defunded by Congress. He was a quality control manager for the construction of the new Denver International Airport, the runways connecting freeway and light rail systems, not the terminal or the artwork, but even so, I know a lot of people's eyes are lighting up and they're going, oh, do we want to pick his brain? You better have him back. Charlie's also been the quality control manager at Los Angeles World Airports, the LAX taxiway, Kiewit Pacific, and runway 25L. It's a little over my head. He's been the resident and consulting engineer, senior inspection manager for Caltrans, for Monterey, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, San Diego, Orange County. And Charlie has also been the musician and a vocalist for 5 nationally famous R&R groups, including the original legendary Moby Grape. And he wants us all to know that his passion for hydrogen began in 1954 at age 7. Well, Charlie, it's about time. I'm thrilled to have you here with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Let the sun shine heat up the water, let all the water turn into steam, let the steam drive all the generators, keeping all the engines humming like a dream. Now all of the fat cats, fur coats, brass hats got a big investment in the energy scam. Tell it to the banker, buy a super tanker, but where they get the money, well, they get it, Uncle Sam. Give Uncle Sam a note, fill up the big boat, pull into the harbor, and they let it set a while. Don't have to wait too late till the prices escalate, then they sell their oil and they make themselves a pile. And that to the hustlers makes them smile. But let the sun shine, heat up the water, and let all the water turn into steam, and let the steam drive all the generators, keeping all the engines humming, humming, humming like a dream.
Well, that was a treat.
Well, I'll tell you, Dr. Falco, first I want to thank you so very much for it. Beg your pardon?
It's Robin. It's not Dr. Falco.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to Dr. Falco. Well, all right, Robin. Very well.
You're talking to your friend, Robin.
All right, darling. I'll tell you, I'm amazed I could do that at all with my lungs being in the condition that they're in, and listening to Michael. I know what he's going through, having had a severe exposure in an industrial accident involving PCBs with the construction of the PCB facility for the Pepco power plant in Maryland, which provides the electricity to the city of Washington, D.C., and I've lost my lungs as a result of it. So I'm really surprised I was able to pump that little ditty out for you, written by my good friend Jim Post, a friend and lover.
Wow.
And that incredible. Is super. He writes a lot of music about the environment, which I'll be sharing more of that with you, not today, but another time. But I wanted to sing that little ditty about steam, because it fits right in with all of our power plants, whether they are fired by coal or oil or diesel or natural gas or nuclear. All of them are steam turbine electrical generators. So basically what they've done in the case of the nuclear ones is they've taken new nuclear technology and they've put it underneath an old steam turbine technology that's well over 100 years old. Well, now we have an opportunity to change it back. For instance, here in the state of California, the public utilities several years ago ordered all of the coal and oil-powered power plants to be changed to natural gas, which eliminated all that coal and oil pollution, which is really great, but unfortunately lends itself toward more fracking of the earth.
Mm.
So what I've done is I have, well, first of all, a little clarification. I had to retire and turn my company over to my son, Chris Lewis, who is actually the president. So basically, I'm sort of doing my best to represent his company today. Because of my health, I really couldn't do it like I used to. But the inventions are mine. And anyway, hopefully if we can get this off the ground, basically my vision and my mission is to bring free, clean energy, food, water, shelter, clothing, shoes, and health care to all who have need. And as my parting gift to humanity, it's what I must accomplish before it's my time to go. So I'm hoping that your listeners will help If they go to our website, www.heae.biz, right on the home page, there's a prompt where they can donate, if they would, toward the research and development of several items that we're trying to complete at this time, which I feel are very important because I'm very upset and I guess even angry at what's been happening to our elderly in the northeast of our nation, freezing to death in the winters because they cannot afford to pay their fuel bills. And others in the south who are dropping dead from heat frustration, since heat stroke, because they can't afford to pay their utility bills for their air conditioning. And it's just absolutely sinful that this is going on here in America. And it probably is in some other parts of the world as well. I don't know. But what I did was I developed a hydrogen assist that will work with oil, coal, kerosene, natural gas, or to generate electricity for those homes that whose heating and air conditioning systems are electrical, which is in the research and development phase. And I think I got this down to where this little thing will sell for right around $600 per unit. That's what
wow.
I'm striving for anyway. Now, when I moved back to the East Coast...
Can I interrupt you for one moment, Charlie? Because
yes.
I know everybody, you know, you just tossed that out there, and that's like a big... blockbuster, because I'd like everybody to know that this system has been working in your car for years now. So you're saying this will be available for $600? Is it available now?
Well, actually, it can be, because I'm kind of a firm believer in not reinventing the wheel. So if they purchase our hydrogen reactors and go on the internet and go to other companies and purchase the burners, they can actually put their own system together now more rapidly than ours is going to be available on the market. And which and another thing that I would like to advise is because our systems are quite expensive, for people who cannot afford it, and I know that in today's economy there are a lot of people that can't, I recommend that they don't buy our products and that they purchase our competitors' products. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No, Charlie, but I mean, if
well,
it's going to help
I'll
people,
you
you're going to do it.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's more important that people get going on this now. Because of the environment and because of our economic situation. And what has happened is many of these hydrogen products on the internet have given the market a black eye because people don't think that they work. They think they're a scam. Well, what the problem is most of them actually do work. They just don't produce very much hydrogen. So what they need to do is when they look at a system, they need to try to find a system that produces a minimum of about 8 liters per minute, if possible. And the other thing is they can link multiple systems together to produce more liters of hydrogen per minute. And this is possible. And then what they can do, they will start saving money right away, whether it be with their car or with homes. And with the money they save from that in purchasing other people's less expensive products, from the money they save, ultimately, they're going to be able to afford to purchase our products. And we know that they will.
What I'm sure they will. I mean, we already have people in the chat room saying this is one guy to really get behind and support. So,
well, I'm not interested in making any money on this. What I'm looking at is I believe that there is enough money in the commercial market for this stuff that ultimately we will first be able, once the sales start going, first we will be able to set up low interest financing for the poor and the middle class to purchase the products. But ultimately, as it really takes off, and we begin actually converting the nation to hydrogen, we will be able to give them away to the poor and the middle class absolutely free of charge. And ultimately, that's what I'm headed for, because the commercial market is huge. It's unlimited. I've written a new national energy and natural resources plan that I'm currently discussing with Congress, which I hope to be able to gain support to enact nationally. And basically what this does, if you've ever watched the video about the fracking of the earth, the one where the water catches fire. Yes, in the end of that, there's a brief interview with the head of the EPA for the state of Pennsylvania. And he makes a very interesting statement. He says that the United States will never solve their pollution problems or their energy problems until they change from a petrol-based economy to a hydrogen economy. And this is absolutely true. Now, I was hoping that that Richard Hoagland would call in today, because I view hydrogen as what I call a gateway energy, kind of like a gateway drug.
You'll get them hooked with hydrogen, so they'll want more clean, green, renewable stuff, right?
Yes, because Richard Hoagland knows that there are many great innovations in energy on the horizon, but they're not going to be coming to the market for anywhere from 20 to 50 years. But what we can do is we can clean up our environment and get out from under the foreign oil situation and away from fracking the earth by going with the technology that is here and now. And it is available in virtually unlimited quantity, in billions of years worth of energy. Because when people look at those oceans or the Gulf or the Great Lakes or any lake or river, even a glass of water in their hand, most people see water. But what we see is H2O. Two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen, or two-thirds hydrogen, and that is a lot of free, clean fuel.
Most certainly. I want you to know that Christy is in the chat room, Charlie, and she's letting everybody there know that she's seen two demonstrations of your incredibly brilliant design and what it can do. So I've got one question that popped up beforehand. One of the people in the chat room wanted to know if the systems are to be connected in series or parallel.
Well, actually, it can be wired both ways. I happen to like series better. And unfortunately, I don't know enough about electrical engineering to explain why. But for some reason, when I measure the liters of hydrogen produced per minute, I'm getting more production in series than I am parallel. And the other thing is parallel puts more load on the alternator and the battery for the engine. So by going in series, we're able to reduce that load.
Huh. Well, that was a great question.
A very important question. I noticed that a lot of these systems that are on the Internet don't mention the fact that when you want to change your engine to hydrogen, you must consider the size of your alternator or generator, if it's an older vehicle, because It has to produce enough amperage to run the vehicle and the radio and the heater and the fan and the headlights, the engine, and also run the hydrogen system. If it's not big enough to do that, then if you want hydrogen, you need to go on down to the junkyard, is what I do, and buy a bigger alternator or generator and install it on your engine. Some people install a second one. Other people install a larger one. When I did my Lincoln Continental, it didn't fit, so I had my mechanic weld brackets onto the engine and made that thing fit. And it was well worth the money. You know, a Lincoln Continental has a huge engine in it.
Sure, sure. We got another question for you. We actually have a couple, and got a bunch of people very interested in what you're doing, Charlie. So this the first question he's asking is relating to studying electronics in school, and they had to make a hydro generator, and they had a very tough time making an affordable medium. So he's asking, what do you use for the medium for the electron exchange? And I don't know what's proprietary or not, or if anything is or not.
I'm sorry, what do I use for the what?
What do you use for the medium for the electron exchange?
Well, it's a very simple system, which I actually learned when my mother was preparing me to join Cub Scouts. When I was
about 7 years
old.
Yes, you had the most amazing parents. Go.
Well, my mother was, her father was a colonel in the Army Corps of Engineers. He was a very famous civil engineer, and also he invested in making movies in Hollywood. So he was a pretty flamboyant character. But at any rate, he saw to it that she had a very fine education, and she was an RN before I was born. She gave up her career to raise up my five brothers and sisters and I. But at any rate, she was quite educated, and she often talked about Atlantis being a real place. She was very well read, incredible woman. But at any rate, she had me sticking wires into a grapefruit and holding them onto a flashlight light bulb and lighting up the light bulb by electrolysis out of the grapefruit. And you can do the same thing by sticking a couple nails in a tree or stuffing them in the ground. There's electricity everywhere, which Tesla was tapping into. But at any rate, back to your caller's question. My materials are proprietary.
Okay.
I can't divulge that information. It's part of the patent.
Not a problem. That's
what
it might be.
Basically, the system is very simple. It's simply an electrode and a cathode and water. And what we do is we accelerate the efficiency of the water by adding sodium hydroxide in a particular mix or solution or percentages. Now, we no longer sell that with our systems because we could not afford the liability, because sodium hydroxide, if you read the material data sheet or the hazmat sheet, it can be extremely dangerous if you get it into your eyes. Some people, when you get it wet and on your hands, it'll kind of burn your skin a bit. But we did not want the liability, so basically, if people want to use that with the system, they have to go to a chemical supply place and buy their own. And we do recommend that they wear safety goggles and a face shield and rubber gloves when they use it. We've never had a problem with it. In fact, I handle it with my bare hands. For some reason, it doesn't bother me. but other people are more sensitive, and you know, and you would be surprised at your compunction to wipe the sweat out of your eyes or something if it's a hot day or whatever. And you have to discipline yourself not to do that when you're using chemicals. So basically, we put the sodium hydroxide solution into distilled water. And then the distilled water runs by gravity into the hydrogen reactors. And there, via electrolysis, it produces the hydrogen and oxygen. It cracks the water molecule into two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen, and comes out the top of the reactors, which we circulate back through the bottom of the water reservoir, because sometimes it can generate a little bit of steam, and water molecules attract water molecules. So we discovered that by running it back through the bottom of the water reservoir, as the hydrogen came up through the water into the top of the water reservoir, the water molecules attract the steam water molecules, and basically nothing is left over but two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen, which then goes right into the air cleaner of the engine. Now, depending upon how much money a person wants to spend in their installation, they can tap into their air manifold right above each of the air intake valves on the engine. Obviously, it will cost them more money to do that. Or they can purchase a small pump to pump it up to 5 or 6 pounds pressure, and they can run it directly into their fuel injection system. That gets a little tricky. And we don't offer those parts. Those are parts they would have to get off of somebody else's website, but they are out there, so it can be done. Myself, on the Mercedes-Benz, I'm happy with just running that through the air cleaner because it's a real simple, inexpensive installation. And it roughly triples the gas mileage.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.